The following program is a PodcastOne.com production.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is.
You play to win the game.
Hello? You play to win the game. You don't play to just play it. That's the great thing about sports. You play to win. And I don't care if you don't have any wins. You go play to win. When you start telling me it doesn't matter, then retire. Get out. Because it matters.
Jasper Storff, dogs take their shirts off. 5 minutes drop before I got the verse off. Pop go to pop, wipe the fucking smirk off your face. My bitch pulled up in the line, beaming turquoise. SL55 AMG, while you shopping for a deal like it's AMP. On the paper shits, like blood, my thoughts circulate. No caffeine, but the summer scene, go and percolate. Ricky, Ticky, Taffy, y'all niggas, dumb Daffy, get fucked like Daphne. Start like the taxi, driving through the hill at night to the weed spot. I got 2 hands, but I'm known to carry 3 Glocks. B-O-B-B-Y, nigga C-I.
More sports coming at you one more game. How you guys doing? I'm doing fantastic. Greetings. Tremendous. Tremendous Monday afternoon to you. This is great. It does not suck. Twicky, hit me. Does today suck?
No,
it does not. It is a great day. Just ask a robot that looks like Adam Rich from 8 is Enough. That is great, Twicky. That is tremendous. I'm just back from San Antonio. I did not do a meet and greet, and I felt lousy about it. And I wanted to say to 1218 artist, Marco the Sharko made a big-ass drive. Carlos, my man, brother. I just saw your emails. There's a lot of them. You've been vigilant with your friendship. All you guys down there in San Antonio, Bose, Trilliums, you guys are the most vigilant town as far as, like, I hate the word fans, friends, pieces of the family.
Bits of light all joined together in unity. You know how we do it, right? Everybody get together. Russell Brand style. Visit the Alamo. There's no basement made of adobe. Spelt adobe.
I just can't thank you guys enough. You're just fucking beautiful down there in San Antonio. And that was 2 hours of my life that I will never give back. How about that? You always hear like, hey, that's 2 hours of my life I'll never get back. I'll never give that 2 hours back. On my deathbed. You want to live another 2 hours? You got to undo San Antonio 2017. Fuck that shit, man. Fuck that. No way, dude. No way. No way, kiddo. Warwick loved it in San Antonio. I drank the fucking Riverwalk, kiddo. Dallas Cowboys got fucking trucked by the Denver Broncos. I would say it was a game, but it wasn't. Jets lost by fucking 40,000 points. The more for inexact science, but I did nail the Broncos winning outright. I had the Chargers winning. Eep. But let's get to the real good business, and that, of course, is the fact that, holy shit, the fucking Cowboys got destroyed. Cowboy fans, when did you guys turn into the biggest fucking asshole pussies? You guys are worse than the atheists online. You guys are making excuses for, like, an abomination of a game that we all watch. Like, you were never in this game, let alone, like, you didn't get robbed.
It wasn't like, yeah, well, that's because the fucking Broncos are fags.
Like, no, you got absolutely fucking demolished. There's not a single thing that you were better than the Broncos at. You were better than the Broncos at Sean Lee and Jason Witten. Brad Hutchings brings you this episode of More Sports. Brad's probably surprised because he sent me this direct message. It's a terrible way to reach me, gang. Anyway, gang. JJ, I went shopping at jmore.com using the Amazon banner for a pizza stone and a wooden pizza paddle, but I ended up buying this instead and quitting pizza. And then there's a link. Bradley, $199, he bought a maxi climber, vertical climber. Ouch. Brad, I wish you had DM'd me that you were thinking about buying that, because I would have told you, don't buy that. That's just a place to hang your laundry. Don't worry about it. Those things are fucking crazy. Are you out of your mind? I can't last like literally three minutes on that thing. I'm done. I don't get it. Yeah, I've become aware of this brand new exercise machine that I'm embarrassed I discovered earlier, and it's called Outside. I go outside and I jog or swim, and I've been fishing, so my forearms are sinewy, gang. Okay, check. All right, let's get into the Cowboys and the Abomination. And thank you, Brett Hutchings, for using the Amazon, Schmamazon banner at jmore.com. The Cowboys are really bad. Yesterday, they're not bad. They're good. Scratch that. Reverse it. Everything went wrong, or did it? I kind of feel like what actually happened is the Broncos got their shit together. They figured out the proper routes for those amazing wide receivers to run so that a bum like Trevor Ape Siemian could actually deliver the football to them. Because Trevor Siemian had like a career. And I got news for you. Trevor Siemian ain't a career guy. I got to get to the Chiefs as well today. Buccaneers, I love. I told you. Whoever thought without Sam Bradford, the Vikings are done. Yikes. So Cowboys get just like finger fucked on national television. It was just that they were bad. They were really fucking bad. I'll tell you who was not bad on the Cowboys. Everyone's clowning Dak. He threw the ball 50 fucking times. Of course you're going to throw two picks. Quarterback rating of 35. Look, rushing. You had 11 rushes on the entire game. 11. Two of them were Rod Smith. Put fucking Rod Tidwell in there. You're handing it to the fullback, and he still got 4 yards of carry. You got away from the running game way too early. This is the best offensive line in football. I thought so. Dak Prescott getting sacked twice is weird. Running the ball 11 times with Ezekiel Elliott. Ezekiel Elliott runs 9 times and gets 8 yards. Okay. Hit the bricks, buddy. You are out. Jason Witten is a grown-ass man going to the Hall of Fame. 10 catches. 97 yards and a TD. Dez Bryant did what he do. Hey, almost 60 yards and a TD. Hey, that's what he do. But if you throw the ball 50 fucking times, you better start tossing it around, like, for real. Like, Jason Witten should have 20. Dez Bryant should have 20. So that's still 10 passes left over for Cole Beasley and Terrence Williams to split. There was a Ryan Switzer sighting on the field. That's what a blowout it was. You had another 5'8" white guy in the slot, and it wasn't, the asshole that we know and love. No ID Justin in the slot for the Cowboys. Anyway, gang, that's who I think he looks like. So what do we have here? I got failure to communicate, gentlemen. No. What we have here is a team that was, they were muscled. They had the shit kicked out of them. This is what happens when a team, look, the Cowboys are a really, really good football team, okay? That's the takeaway here. They are a really good football team. They're certainly not 17 points against the Broncos bad, and the Broncos sure as shit ain't fucking 42 points against the Cowboys good. At all. At all. Zip, nada, uh-uh. Jalen Smith coming out of breaking his fucking knee and putting his leg on backers, Notre Dame inside linebacker, skinny dude, and Sean Lee. Those two in the linebacking at the same time. And the fact that DeMarcus Lawrence had another 2 sacks. If you just showed me Jalen Smith, 3 solo tackles, 10 total. Sean Lee, 8 solo tackles and a tackle for a loss. And then you show me DeMarcus Lawrence, 2 sacks. I'd say, well, we won. Cowboys won. Taco Charlton had a sack. That's a first-round pick, huh? I told you, the guy's no good. If you told me Taco Charlton got his first NFL sack, or had, I don't know if he's got one already, and DeMarcus Lawrence had another 2 sacks, Sean Lee had 9 tackles, Jalen Smith had 10, I'd be like, that's all I need to hear. Good to go, baby. Oh, what's that? All right, good to go. No, they got the fucking shit kicked out of them. Chris Harris Jr. had a pick. Aqib Talib had a pick. They were killing the Cowboys. The numbers look good until you go to rushing. Dak Prescott ran 3 times, 8 yards a carry. That's because he's running for his life. These weren't plays. Rod Smith, the fullback. Here, fuck it. We don't know what's working. Just give it to the bigger running back. 2 carries, 8 yards. Ezekiel Elliott, 9 carries. It was 7-0 in the first quarter. It was 14-10 at halftime. How do you get away from the run that quickly? There should be 11 runs per half. That's still low. That is all on Jason Garrett. That's all on the offensive coordinator. getting away from what works. I don't give a fuck if you're down 14. If I got Ezekiel Elliott and I got that badass offensive line, I'm running the ball because I don't want Demaryius Thomas or Emmanuel Sanders or Cody Latimer. Or, I don't know who the fuck Virgil Green is, but I do now. Bernie Fowler? Didn't he run for president? Is he related to Dexter Fowler? Trevor Siemian should not be hitting 22 out of 32 for 231 and four fucking touchdowns. I keep telling you guys, if you have a team need, that's your team need your whole life. What do the Cowboys need? Corners. Trevor Siemian had fucking four touchdown passes? Unacceptable. That is just bad. I've never heard of Virgil Green. C.J. Anderson, we all know and love. Tight end Virgil Green. Actually, I do know him. Never mind. He's from San Bernardino. Hey, man, I know you, Virgil Green. You went to Nevada, man. This is the good news for Cowboy fans. First of all, get off of social media and stop defending your team and going, yeah, but, yeah, but. There's no yeah, but. You got fisted in public. Just go, hey, remember that time I got fisted in public? That was fucking weird, man. I didn't like it. Fix it. Number two, run the football. Where's Lance Dunbar? I would like to see that guy back. He's gone. You guys at one time had like five running backs on your roster that all played and they all got snaps and now they're all gone? Good God. What were you going to do if Ezekiel Elliott got hurt? Run fucking Rod Smith 14 times? You guys are dicks, man. I just can't believe what I was watching. I was kind of like really loving it because it's Skip Bayless's favorite team. But then I felt, I like his tweet this morning, like I'm going all in on the on Dak Prescott, Ezekiel Elliott, and the Cowboy corners and defense. I'm like, so the whole team, you're going in. Just say you're going in on the Cowboys. It's a good take. Tom Brady's the greatest of all time. Okay, good take. They're going to be fine. That's the good news for Cowboy fans. You guys are going to be just fine. I promise. That's the good news is you look at the tape and you know exactly what to address. Hey, what happened to the fucking run? What are we doing here? And in week three, Cowboys, you're all right. Just stop fucking bellyaching on Twit. This Tampa Bay Buccaneers are going to be a goddamn headache for people. I'm telling you that. I told you that before. Team needs, you need it your whole life. You guys need corners. Dallas, do you have a fucking bye next? No, you're Monday Night Football at Arizona. Yeah, you got that. No David Johnson. Hey, all you fantasy nerds that took David Johnson number one overall. Yikes. It's quarterback league, man. Ice up, son. Ice up. Tampa Bay Buccaneers, I told you guys, I love this year. Over-under for them on winning games was 8.5. I don't know how you win a half game. Ryan Fitzpatrick took a snap. That's what an ass-kicking this was. They beat the Bears. Nate O'Neill's favorite team. Jonas Knox's favorite team. 29-7. They're 1-0, baby. Jaquizz Rodgers. Not so cool. They don't really have a running back. I mean, Jaquizz Rodgers, Peyton Barber. All right. Charles Sims, I see you, man. Jameis Randall, nah, nothing. What the fuck happened to the muscle hamster? Mike Evans, touchdown. DeSean Jackson, 3 for 39. Cameron Brate, that's the other tight end, man. O.J. Howard, one catch, 17 fucking yards. That's O.J. That's what O.J. Howard do. I fucking love O.J. Howard. Tampa Bay's defense, look, Noah Spence. He's not a Hilltop. He's not Western Kentucky, but he went to Ohio State. He got popped for, like, ecstasy. He was the steal of that goddamn draft. It was like 2 years ago. So if that guy starts getting loose, forget it. Oh, Chicago Bears. I don't even know. Like, Tarik Cohen, thank God you found this guy. Because without him, look, you guys couldn't get the run going either, Chicago Bears. And you ran for 16 times. You ran the ball 16 times. So I have to applaud the Chicago Bears for running the football in their blowout 5 more times than the Dallas Cowboys. You know what the Chicago Bears did not have? Fucking Ezekiel Elliott. Run the ball, dicks. Run the ball fast. Run the ball. Look, you can stop Tampa Bay's rush, I guess. They didn't really do much. Three dudes ran for 117 yards. Jameis Winston, one TD, no picks. Okay, got sacked twice. What are you going to do? I like Tampa Bay a lot. Now I got to move on down the line. Move on down the road. Baltimore, Hugh Jackson, you fucking did it. Why? Look, Kaiser was getting killed. He's the Browns quarterback. He's going to get killed. Let the guy eat some shit. Let him learn on the job. The minute you bring in fucking Kevin Hogan from Stanford, who I love, by the way, you tell DeShone Kizer, it's not working, gotta go. Yeah, it's not working. He threw three picks. Who's he throwing to? Rashard Higgins, Seth DeValve. It's a white tight end that didn't stand for the national anthem. Everybody's like, oh, wow. David Njoku, Ricardo Lewis. Look, if I get a wide receiver named Ricardo, I probably got a problem. He did fumble the ball and he lost the fumble. DeShone Kizer, you just got to ride. You don't spook the thoroughbred. You just got to ride him out. They got fucking shit canned by the Baltimore Ravens. T. Sizzle, four quarterback hits. Four times he just put somebody on their ass after they threw the football. That's a nice little stat that you guys didn't know. Because you go, oh, he didn't have any sacks. No, but he fucked them up. He had four quarterback hits and a sack. Ka-clack. Take that with you. I'll be over here. Tonight I like Detroit a lot. I think the Giants suck balls. Kansas City Chiefs are absolutely the real deal. Alex Smith, man. Oof. Why did you draft Pat Mahomes? Draft a quarterback in the first round. You better play him. Alex Smith was a number one overall pick. Here he is, 21 for 28. A touchdown, no picks. He got sacked four fucking times. You guys might want to tighten that up because the Eagles' front seven isn't exactly like, oh, here they come, forget it. Timmy Jernigan's a monster. Fletcher Cox is a very good football player. There's nobody on this defensive line where I go, oh my God, here comes Michael Kendricks. I don't give a shit about Michael Kendricks or Chris Long. Fuck those guys. Justin Houston, I give a shit about. Chris Jones with three sacks for the Chiefs. D. Ford, bap. Benny Logan, here they go. Chiefs had six sacks, and that kept them afloat. This team, minus a linebacker, they don't get the 27 points because they don't get the ball back. Kareem Hunt, again, 13 rushes. This is a rookie out of fucking Toledo. 81 yards. That's a six-yard average. Two TDs. Here they go. Tyreek Hill, quiet day. 10 yards a catch. 443, no touchdowns. Travis Kelce. If Travis Kelce gets hurt, I don't know if you guys are even allowed in the NFL because he's sort of the whole fucking kapow. He's better than Gronk. Look, I know Gronk's like unstoppable, but you got to get on the fucking football field. I tweeted out this morning about Odell Beckham Jr., a list of his injuries. Go check out my Twitter at jmoore37. Bro, it's like lotto. You got to be in it to win it. The New Orleans Saints defense, if you have a team need, it's always your team need. Defense. Rams don't have any, right? Well, here they are again. Okie dokie. I don't even know what to say. Like, at some point, guys just have to do their fucking jobs. You draft Von Bell. Blitz him. Safety blitz. Cameron Jordan's always going to get to the quarterback. I don't know. Manti Te'o's on the fucking Saints. I didn't even know that. Why am I doing, oh, why do I sound like Owen Wilson when I talk about the New Orleans Saints? You know, it's, they call themselves the Saints and they're out there doing devilish things. New England Patriots, wow. Back on track, baby, after the Chiefs fucking fisted them. Gronk, 6 for 116 on 9 targets. 69! Yeah, baby. They threw it everywhere. James White, that's a running back, 8 catches. Chris Hogan, it's a white dude, 5 catches. Philip Dorsett, sure, give him the ball 3 times for 68 fucking yards and 22-yard average. Rex Burkhead is a character from the Flintstones. Brandon Cooks, underutilized, 2 catches. Deion Lewis, James, okay, we get it. We get it. You could lose, you know, a great wide receiver and just get bums off the street and make that shit work. That's what they do. Stephon Gilmore, get your shit together. You still ain't doing shit as a Patriot. I think you suck. You're better than me. Hey, Wang. You give it the huge fucking Tyreek Hill touchdown. Okay, so here's what I got for tonight, my friends. Unless there's another game you want me to talk about. I think the Eagles are fine. You were up against a good team. Yeah, the Eagles are actually real. This is how I know the Eagles are really good is because of, you know, they lost to the Chiefs. Chiefs had 6 sacks. Good God. Tighten it up, Eagles. Oof. Giants at home. By the way, Derrick Henry, I was right about the draft pick. He's a first-round pick. There he goes. Took him a while to get going. 14 carries, 92 yards. That's 6.5 a carry and a touchdown. Way to go. Tennessee beats the Jaguars. Blake Bortles, when did this happen? When did you become the worst fucking human being in the NFL? I don't get it. By the way, Jacksonville passed on Amari Cooper, and they took an outside linebacker. But he don't play. I don't even remember the guy's name. He's out of the business, I believe. So the receivers, not named Amari Cooper, on the Jacksonville Jaguars when they passed. They also could have Leonard Williams. Allen Hurns, Marcus Lee, and Keelan Cole. Okay, thanks for not getting Amari Cooper, because the Raiders are happy about that. Giants will lose tonight. Odell Beckham Jr., they don't know if he's going to play. But when the headline is, Giants expect better effort. Effort, that's what we're fucking talking about. It's the 10-year anniversary, I believe, of the Super Bowl. Which is impossible. I don't know why that's the headline, because they don't play the Super Bowl in, well, 10 years. Yeah, but that means it was 10 years as soon as it hit January 1st. Whatevs. Mabel, stop it. You're not going anywhere, dick. Maybe it's low tide to go fishing with me. You want to go fishing with Daddy? Speak. Say hi, everybody. Get him, Mabel. Get him. You're not even talking. Matthew Stafford has a cannon for an arm. Eli Manning will be on his back. I hope he gets sacked again during player introductions. Paul Perkins is not an NFL running back. The Giants are fucking wasting your time. Neither is Amir Abdullah, so don't get kooky, Detroit. DJ Fluker's questionable. The guard, good, because he sucks. This offensive line is runny dump. Runny flu dump. Atrocious. You're welcome, Landon. So I got the Lions winning this game, and I just don't even know why. The offensive line of the Giants is so bad, the Lions are going to have multiple sacks on Eli Manning, and they don't really have a great edge rusher. They don't have a good pocket pusher. Oh, boy. My friends, I'll see you tomorrow. I got to go all in on this Michigan football team and Jim Harbaugh's podcast on Podcast One using the Podcast One app. It's just fantastic, for real. I don't get anything from that. I'm just telling you the truth. I love you guys. See you later. You know I mean it. Bye.
First off, dogs take their shirts off. 5 minutes drop before I got the verse off. Pop go to clock, wipe the fucking smirk off your face. My bitch pulled up in the line, beaming turquoise. SL55 AMG. While you shopping for a deal like it's AMP. All the paper shits like blood, my thugs circulate. No caffeine, but the summer scene don't appropriate. Ricky, Chicky, Taffy, y'all niggas duck Daffy, get fucked like Daphne. Stuck like the taxi, driving through the hill at night to the weed spot. I got 2 hands, but I'm known to carry 3 Glocks. B-O-B-B-Y, nigga C-I. Only rock the Wu wear jeans, not the Levi. Used to bring big, smoking coke and dizzy. So I woke up to the incredible hope like Bill Bixby, face green. Knuckles burst out like Wolverine. Should I rip this bitch pussy or go? Full of steam, favorite guillotine, caviar. Boy, y'all niggas know me. Rap niggas in seats, fold them up like the mochi. Sing a 6 silky 6 syllable stanza. Slap simple, said Diddy Swine, Sleazy Samantha. She blowing up my horn, bitch ain't trying to answer. Bobby Digital, Zodiac sign cancer.
We be riding fast cars, feet all in the grass, yeah. Chrome all on my grass bar, drop all in the stats bar. We be riding fast cars, feet all in the grass, yeah. Chrome all on my grass bar, drops all in the stats bar.
Yeah, this is P-Tone, 5 minutes from the Park Hills, it's that now. I do bad, only when I'm mad good to stay balanced. You shoot me, I shoot you, yeah. Your best to finish me. Cause if not, if I get the chance, I'ma doodle and shit all over your hood. The clips don't buck in the good. Shells get stuck in the wood. Starks is a veteran. Clark's jury bitches, jeans, darts is medicine. Y'all can't bear with me, y'all techniques, etc. I will take my time in the bushes, right? Pay the people no mind like I'm cooking, right? Shoot a nigga on down, doing something, right? He on the floor, tell him scram, Joe, I seen the light, the red card, and just pulled off like Earn Hall was driving the joint. Passenger had the fifth smoking, looking moist. I ain't know what to do, so I told the boys. I'm not a sucker, Lord, that motherfucker made noise.
We be driving fast.
Producer Bob Digi, Kinetic 9, Killer Bees, Straight Up, Rick Warren, the Chef. It's an old Dirty Bastard. It's a ghost face. Killer, killer, killer. The Jizzer, the Genius. Mr. M-E-T-H-O-D, man. Straight up, Master Killer. The Inspector Deck. U-G-O-D. The B-O-B-B-Y.